this honey, it's drowning my icebox. Somebody's cold one is giving me chills. Guess I'll just close my eyes. Oh yeah.
Vegas, on the 44th floor of the legendary Korean Taco Plant, situated discreetly next to dumpster number 3, a man is on a mission. A mission to bring music and comedy to the world. A mission to introduce the people behind the greatest acts in Las Vegas. A mission to bring you the news like you've never heard it before. A mission to be crazy. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show with your host, Crazy Jay, along with the mind-blowing talent of his co-host, Paul the Spaz Spiraza. They bring you special guests, live music, crazy news, and I can't get behind that, along with God only knows what else they'll come up with. And now, here's your host, Crazy Jay!
are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Welcome to part two of episode 159, the ultimate jam session. We had so much fun with this show, I didn't want to take anything out of it once again, so we decided to make it a two-part episode. I do want to thank again Zip Fizz for sponsoring the Rockin' Comedy Show and everything that they do. And I also want to give a big shout-out to TC's Rib Crib. Can't express myself enough. Thank you guys so much for hooking us up with the food. It is delicious. It is fantastic. If you are a local looking for a good mom-and-pop barbecue place, this is them. TC Rib Crib, 3655 South Durango. Check them out on Facebook. They tweet. Get in there. Get in there now. Go and have some great food. And again, want to thank Zip Fizz for everything that they do. Check them out online, zipfizz.com. If you're a golfer and you're interested in the second annual golf tournament, go to zipfizz.com. Get the information right there on their sponsorship page. It's going to be awesome. But let's get back into the show, shall we? The Rockin' Comedy Show, Crazy Jay with you. And we are back with more musical talent on the show than ever before.
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous how many people we've had on tonight.
Ridiculous.
We've done a couple of shows lately that have been two-part episodes, and a lot of comments, people liking it because they can actually stretch the show out through the week and get their fix. So this is probably going to be another two-part episode. But
I guess so, man.
I mean, the talent today, don't ever tell her to do that.
Don't. What are you doing? What is the matter with you?
Don't encourage it.
Jesus.
See what you've done.
It's good called Lord. A train wreck for a reason. And Rebecca, Maggie's tits are probably better than yours.
Oh, yeah. We have your mom and dad who are actually sitting in right now.
Well, not my mom.
Well, your dad, the girl your dad's banging, and and your dad in your bed here hanging out. I mean,
it's... That's all right. My dad never had sex with a ventriloquist.
Like your mom. Oh, my God.
A black ventriloquist. A black ventriloquist.
Was it the ventriloquist or the dummy?
Who knows? She's retarded.
Either way, somebody got lucky.
But right now we have the pleasure of having the awesome Tim
Catching back,
here.
Now this is
I've seen this guy perform, and I was like,
one of the rare times you've gone out.
Yeah, one of the rare times that I gone out, I got to see.
And your wife came out too.
My wife, I brought the lady out too. Hey, we're very.
You brought her out.
I brought the lady out.
Wait a minute though. This is the night. You might not know this. You got stopped by the cops this
time. I heard that story.
Oh, that was bullshit. I got the rubber glove by the Henderson police. Police.
Probed?
Yes, I did.
Because he looks
How
Mexican.
Was that?
There was like, by all five of them that pulled me over.
God damn it. What road were you driving on? I'm going down there tonight.
You were white glove, though, that night.
I was white glove that night.
That's what I heard.
I was like, really? I had one beer. One beer.
But you look
after
Mexican.
Coming from a loophole concert.
Something to make them pull.
He looks Mexican. That's what he was doing.
Oh, I got a good story for you all that I've been traveling. And well, before we'll get to that Mexican joke. Well, anyways.
Mexican joke? I got a Mexican
joke. Oh, I'm sure you do.
Here
but
we go.
I was in Canada. And
are no Mexicans in Canada.
I know there aren't any Mexicans
Wrong
in
border.
Canada. So after my show, this old guy goes.
How did this become about you?
Listen, this old guy, because this is the first time I've ever gotten this. This is pretty interesting. And this old guy goes up to my bandmate. He was like, "Your group was really good, and even the little colored fella on the end."
Is that your Canadian accent?
Is that you?
No, that's my oi vey, my Jewish accent. You know, I was too. I've been friends for a lot of Jews.
They
have lots of Jews in Canada.
Are you?
Still say
are you the colored kid?
I was the colored fella on the end. That was the first time I've been called. You know, the colored guy. You know,
like, show us your cock. We're gonna tell if you're colored right now.
Yeah, you know, not only
God,
for, only the privacy of
the
your own room, Doria. I'll do it. Privacy of your own room. I'll come and show.
Tim
Catching is here, and I am his biggest fan. I am his biggest fan. This dude is freaking awesome.
I hope I don't.
God damn. That's some pressure, though, there.
Don't suck, bro.
Right,
I mean,
damn.
I've heard
there goes both our reputations.
But I've been, you know, wanting to jam with this guy for a long time.
And first off, this song's badass.
This song is really great. This song is really
Leonard
great.
Cohen
this
is the shit.
Yeah, so.
We'll do that Hallelujah, right?
Yeah, technically Leonard Cohen here is the man.
Hallelujah.
Why don't you just we'll show you.
The one from Shrek.
Yeah. Yes, the one
you know, he's got the whole world in his hands.
All right, so let's do this.
You do all three verses, or three verses, or four verses? How many
verses should we do? There's like 90.
I know two of them.
Wait,
all right.
I'm a novice. Is there more than one verse?
Oh, yeah, there's tons of verses.
Yeah, it's a long song.
Well, you know.
And
we'll switch it off.
Wait, I'll sing the one that you don't sing, and you sing the one I don't sing.
Were they made up by different people, or are they all?
It's all by the same guy. It's all by the same guy.
How about just playing the song till Rebecca gets bored? And then
yeah.
Well, she won't get bored. The song's rad.
I cannot get bored with Leonard Cohen. I cannot.
All right.
All right,
Jay,
go ahead.
We're going to do this.
All right, we're ready.
Or Tim Catching, because I have a super crush on him.
All right. Play it up, brother.
Heard the one. A secret chord that David played and pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
was strong, but you needed proof. You saw him bathing on the roof, a beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne. She cut your hair. And from her lips she drew a hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
It's a cold, it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A time when you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show that to me, do ya? Well, remember when I moved in you, the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We'll be right back.
I kiss the new wonderful guy.
And I just fell off my stool. I'm slurring all my words and I'm covered in my own drool. I threw up on my girlfriend and we got into a fight.
Man, oh man, what a fucking great night.
Well, I wake up up the next morning and my brain is full of pain. And I swear to God I will never drink again. But 6 o'clock rolls around, there's nothing on TV. So I call up all my buddy and they can drink with me.
Drink with me, 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 drink with me.
Have a drink to your health, then go throw up on yourself.
Drink with me, drink with me, drink with me. After 6 or 7 pints, I figured I was hosed. So I had another 5 until the bar was closed. I staggered back to my place and I cracked another crate. When I woke up at sunset, I was wearing what I ate. I threw up in the bathroom, it's amazing what I saw. Peas and corn and bicycle parts of meat that still looked raw. I stumbled to the kitchen and I had myself a beer. Alcohol, alcohol, you are a friend, so dear. So drink with me, 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 drink with me. Drink for England, drink for France, drink until you pee your pants.
Drink with me, drink with me,
drink with me, ah! Woke up at 6 p.m., I needed liquor and a friend. So I grabbed a couple bottles and a pig out of its pen. Drank a bottle of tequila, playing stupid drinking games. Then wandered out into the snow and tried to pee our names. We staggered to a bar and we ordered up a pint. The waiter said he couldn't, he said we don't serve swine. The piggy punched the waiter, grabbed the drinks and oinked at him. That's the way to talk to my new best friend.
Drink with me, 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 drink with me.
99 bottles of beer on the wall, me and the pig will drink them all.
Drink with me, drink with me, drink with me,
drink with me, drink with me, drink with me, drink with me, drink with me, drink with me, drink with me. Don't blow all your bucks on ale, cause we've got compact discs for sale. Drink with me, drink with me, drink with me.
Jugs and orbs and darts and gourds, Elmer Fudds and bouncing Buddhas, sweater stretchers, lung protectors, beach umbrellas, frost detectors, Scooby snacks and snake eyes dice, Jell-O molds and high beam lights. Every day I probably use 99 words for boobs. Dumplings, hearty boys, double lattes, ode to joys, Hooters, shooters, physics, tutors, Bobsy twins and vault commuters, double WMDs, MREs and PFDs, Snow White dwarfs, Picasso's cubes, 99 words for boobs. Gerber servers, holy grails, whoopee cushions, humpback whales, flying saucers, traffic stoppers, super big gulps, double whoppers, pillows, billows, Don DeLillos, soft serve cones and armadillos, pimped out hubcaps, inner tubes, 99 words for boobs. Midget earmuffs, warming globes, strobes and probes and frontal lobes, knockers, honkers, knickerbonkers, smurfs and screaming yellow zonkers, panning cannons, Mr. Biggs, big bad wolves and porky pigs, jogging partners, sailing noobs, 99 words for boobs. Two-point jumpers, Bambi's thumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rutabagas, Kai Omegas, swag the showgirls show in Vegas, Congo bongos, bowling pins, fast pitch softballs, Siamese twins, your claims I'm breast obsessed are true. We're quite a pair, cause I'm a boob, too.
I know it's special girl, I think you know her too. She was the one who was there when you said I do. You think that everything is fine, but you don't see. When you're at work, well, your girl's working on me. I guess you're just not man enough to keep her satisfied. I had a good old time with your wife. Took some photographs and made some videos. You don't have a clue, but your whole neighborhood knows. She does those crazy things that you say make you sick. And how I love it when she sucks on my finger. We just did it 34 times, so let's try 35. I had a good old time with your wife.
It's filthy.
And if you find that red G-string, well, sorry, that was mine. I had a good old time with your wife.
There we go. That's nasty. Shame on us.
Shame on him.
All right. Has it been 15 yet?
If I knew then what I know now, I'd kick my tail if I knew how, and make myself a solemn vow to change the shape I'm in. I wish I may, I wish I might, with 2020 clear hindsight, fix the past and make it right, and lick my calf over again. What a shitty kiddo, what a shitty kiddo, what a shitty kiddo, what a shitty kiddo, what. If had a woulda went on shoulda, then I might a coulda, woulda, shitty kiddo, kiddo. Then I woulda had her, woulda, shoulda had her, and I coulda had her, woulda, shitty kiddo, kiddo. Woulda, shitty kiddo, woulda, shitty kiddo, woulda, shitty kiddo, woulda, shitty kiddo, woulda. Woulda took the points on Dallas, she'd learned to play guitar. Could have done more feed with Alice and less with VCR. And now I would have lots more money, should have lots more fame. Could have my own honey and someone else to blame. Woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda. If had a woulda went on, shoulda, then I might've coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, coulda. I bet I woulda had her, woulda, shoulda, had her, and I coulda had her, woulda, shoulda, coulda, coulda. Woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda. Whistle dry, could have worn latex protection and finished junior high. Now I would have my Parton dolly, should have five licks, could have faith, good golly, and put some Dixie in the chicks. If I would, when I should, then I could. Woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda. If had a woulda, when I shoulda, then I might've coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, coulda. I bet I woulda had her, woulda, shoulda, had her, and I coulda had her, woulda, shoulda, coulda, coulda. Woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda. Woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda. If had a woulda went off, shoulda, then I might've coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, coulda. I bet I woulda had her, woulda, shoulda, had her, and I coulda had her, woulda, shoulda, coulda, coulda. Woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda. Woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda. If had a woulda went off, shoulda, then I might've coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda, coulda.
Should have had her, and it could have had her,
would have,
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're back with Tim Catching. Hi, Seth Turner's got his guitar. Yay! Spaz is here.
What's up?
Is this my wet dream or what?
I have no idea what's going on in your mind today.
I know.
And neither does she.
She's going to listen to the show back and go, I don't think I said any of that.
Well, I did not.
It's going to be it's like an episode of Anthony Cools all over again.
Well, all I know is that Seth is my country dream, and Tim is...
The other wet dream.
The other one.
The other guy.
The other.
You're number two in her life.
Well, you never know. I could be lying.
Some shit.
But right now, Seth and Tim are going to...
This is like an awesome unplug session between just all
I mean, this
awesome
is amazing
musicians.
Because one day, I mean, these guys are going to be so rich and famous, they won't even talk to us.
Either that or they're going to be poor in the back of Dumpster 3 doing the same thing they're doing right now.
Yeah, they already are poor in Dumpster 3.
Either that or we'll be here 10 years from now.
All right. I will see you here.
When you're a cover band, Rebecca, we're not going to be rich and famous.
No, but, you know,
write
these guys.
Write a song, bitch.
Okay. Yeah,
write a song.
Three albums worth, bitch.
How many did you record?
Trevor Jones with his 47 songs.
48.
All right.
Can we
All right,
anyways, we have Seth Turner here, and we also have Tim Ketchum. Tim Ketchum here. So you guys are going to jam out for us.
We're going to jam out. We found a song that we know.
That's great.
Together.
Great,
together.
Great to see you brought out your axe. You know,
my axe.
Don't get crazy.
Your chair has wheels. Back that shit.
What's the scenario?
Let's not even go there. Well, I hear that train coming. It's a rolling around the bend. I hope it's full of women. I'm tired of fucking men. I've been stuck in Folsom prison. Time keeps dragging on. And the train keeps rolling
down to San Antonio. Just a baby, mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't you ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Well, there's probably rich folks eating on a fancy dining car, probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. But I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free.
It can't be free.
That's right, baby.
But those people keep on moving, and that's what tortures me. So just blow my blues away.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Right, Jay, was that awesome?
Business cards, that's right. 1,000 business cards for $1.
For how much?
$1. 1,000 business cards for $1.
Where's that at?
Identity, branding, graphic design, web design, flyers, posters, photography, vehicle wraps, banners, and more.
Located in Las Vegas.
Call us at 361-0032.
Located near 215 and South Rainbow, near the Best Buy Shopping Center.
Don't forget to call us, 361-0032.
Hey, Jace, where are we off to?
We're off to a place that's perfect for both of us, Mike.
Oh, yeah, where's that?
Whiskey Dick's.
Oh, hell no.
No, seriously, Whiskey Dick's. They've got great food, awesome drinks, live entertainment.
What about karaoke?
Oh, they've got that too. Plus, they've got the screen so we can watch the best big games in town.
Oh my God, you're right. This place looks pretty amazing.
Amazing. This place is freaking awesome. You should have your man card revoked, Doria. Come check out Whiskey Dick's. It's one of the hottest hot spots in Las Vegas. Come check it out. It's located on 2750 East Craig Road. We'll see you there.
Hey, this is Rogan and Company. You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Yeah!
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, thank you. It's a brand new song. It's a little bit more up-tempo. Kind of, you can dance to it a little bit, I guess, but don't, because that would make everybody uncomfortable. It's called I Really, Really Need to Get a Girlfriend. I gotta get a girlfriend. I gotta get a girlfriend. Is it getting catchy yet? I'm trying to sell this to Justin Timberlake or something, but I haven't. I gotta get new clothes so I can get a girlfriend. I gotta start clipping my toes so I can get a girlfriend. Stop picking my nose so I can get a girlfriend. Stop wearing pantyhose so I can get a girlfriend. Girlfriend. I'm even willing to pay some girl to say that she's my girlfriend. Cause all my friends think I'm gay. Cause I never have a girlfriend. I'd buy flowers every day for my girlfriend. I wouldn't be like OJ and kill my girlfriend. This is just for the musicians out there. Watch this. I just changed the key so I can get a girlfriend. Start having sex for free with my girlfriend. She can even have VD. Still be my girlfriend. It might hurt when I pee, but at least I have a girlfriend. Girlfriend. And this is kind of the bridge part here, which sort of breaks it off a little. Fuck you guys.
Shit together, like, I could pull her ears out and say, hey, look, everybody, it's Dumbo, and she'd be all like, who the fuck are you, and how'd you get into my house?
Sorry. How low do I have to sink to get me a girlfriend? I could put something in her drink, and she could be my girlfriend. Then they put me in the clink, and I'd be someone else's girlfriend. Girlfriend. Girlfriend.
Oh, thank you.
You can be mean to me, mean as you want to be. Just say anything that you like. You can be nasty and catty and cruel and unusual. Twist my nose with your fingers, trip me while I carry liquid. But as you pin me down, my arms down on the ground, and your spit drips into my face. Deep in the back of your mind, remember at some point you'll have to fall asleep. And when you fall asleep into your room, I'll creep. Did something move in the dark beneath your bed? And then a voice you hear, it's calling loud and clear. A voice that is your own, a voice that's saying, this catalog I found sells roaches by the pound, a package of indelible dye. Why would a guy such as I ever buy indelible dye? Blue as the sky, don't ask me why. There's things that one can do with Bengay, Nair, and super glue. Don't the thought just give you a thrill? I think the meek shall inherit, because they'll stay up late and change the will. And when you fall asleep into your room, I'll creep. Did something move in the dark beneath your bed? And then a voice you hear, it's calling loud and clear. A voice that is your own, a voice that's saying, that's all I've got so far. Thank you. I got a gal with just one eye.
Yeah.
No depth of field, but sweet as pie. And I just don't carry on. If a vision isn't stereo. To me, she'll always be the tops. My sweet little psycholog. She's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love. She's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love. Now you might wonder what she's thinking, 'cause it looks like she's winking. In arguments I yell and cry, but you just can't see the other side. It's worse than it looks, says her mother, 'cause she's blind in one eye, blonde in the other. Well, she's the one eye, one eye, one eye. She's the one eye, one eye love. She's the one eye, one eye, one eye. She's the one eye, one eye love. Now how it happens, she just won't spill. Was it Scissor Sprint or William Tell? Well, the eye got put out and was never found. Gone to take a look around. My Columbo cutie, pop-pop pumpkin. Sammy Jr., Sandy Duncan. Oh, she's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love. She's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love. She's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love.
This time, would like to formally introduce to you my partner,
Bark Beetles will get it.
Mr. Bruce Williams, as he now steps center stage.
Here, Indian, we trade. You give me your land, I give you this guitar.
At this time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and cuties, guys and dolls.
Yeah.
It is once again my pleasure to formally introduce to you my partner, Mr. Bruce Williams, as he now steps center stage and does for you an original composition. Mr. Bruce Williams with an original composition.
No, I'm going to do one I wrote.
That's what I said, you moron.
I'm not a moron. I'm Lutheran. This is a beautiful song that I wrote. Thank you very much. This is a beautiful song that I wrote. Thank you so much. This is a beautiful song that I wrote. Thank you so much. Thank you. You're beautiful. This is a song I wrote. Just the spotlight on me, please. Cut the Indian.
Never say cut the Indian when you're in the West Indies.
Okay, all right. This is a beautiful song that I wrote. Thank you so much. You chop my finger off, and the ring that was on it fell off and down into your underwear. I thought I'd found the ring, but the very next thing I remember, I was decked and on the ground. You gouged my left eye out, and it rolled off the couch into the icing on our wedding cake. Oh, I love you so, but I just don't know how much more of me than you can take. When you're smoking, you say that is what they mean by burning love. You always say I love you, but you're joking. You're waiting till there's Indians with government grants to back you. Lyrically, I hit a wall there. You nibbled on my ear, and it disappeared way up past the lobe and near the drum. Now when you're far away, I can hear what you say, but when you're next to me, there's just a hum.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. The music jam continues here on the 44th floor.
Isn't that awesome? Us getting
all
to
I
sing?
Can say right now is that the people making the Korean tacos downstairs love it when the music goes.
Well, I want to give a shout out to Maggie and Larry Bird because they are sitting in and they're having a jam ass time. Okay, hello. Can we get a vocal on them?
Yeehaw! Yeah, you can. That's all you
get. That's good.
They are good people. They're not embarrassing like my mom.
Why are you shouting into the mic? It's a mic.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's the third or fourth Laura Tapp speaking now, Jay.
That would probably be the seventh, and I don't have any tone.
Blah, 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 blah.
That filter has officially been broken.
All I want to know is what it was like playing with Kevin McHale. That's all I want to know. And then my second question is, was Reggie Miller a big a prick to coach as he was to watch on TV? That's all I know.
Okay, you know what? You're talking words that we don't understand.
No, you don't understand. Let's get that straight.
Maggie, Larry, do you know what the fuck they're talking about?
Sure.
Yes.
You don't have the name Larry Bird and not know what the fuck we're talking about.
Oh, and Rebecca, Beyonce was just in the studio. You totally missed her.
I missed that shit-ass weave. You're right. I totally missed it.
Well,
I'm thinking subdued to start.
Is that a weave?
Yes.
Seth, did you say sub and dude?
I love these jam sessions. And I promise.
I'm glad he's over there next to you, Seth.
Yeah, me too.
I promise I won't sing along.
And that was sarcasm font for those of you at home.
Okay. Play it up, man.
All right, let's do this.
What?
Where are you
going
to
go?
Ready? Oh, hello. Let's start playing.
Welcome Welcome to part three.
That's right, baby.
Have me sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Yeah, now watch them roll away again. Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting in time.
Take it back.
Left my home in Georgia, heading for the Frisco Bay. 2,000 miles I roam, and guess nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. No, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Looks like nothing's gonna change. Everything don't just stay the same. And I can't listen to what 10,000 people tell me.
That's
to
right,
do.
Man.
Cause I'm gonna remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones.
Yeah, this loneliness won't leave me alone.
2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dark my home. Yeah. So sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. No, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Can anybody whistle?
No. Naturally horrible.
I'll see you whistling.
Hey, sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Yeah.
God damn it.
That's nothing but fun jamming, dude.
That's really good, you guys. I mean, I don't know what to say, but...
Don't give him a big...
Jay, the host of the Rockin' Comedy Show, can get the goddamn best music in fucking town.
And train wreck.
And a train wreck.
All he had to do is put a little liquor on the fucking floor and I'll come.
On the floor.
To get someone like Tim Ketching and like
I'm not even sure you know what you're saying anymore.
Well, let's speak facts. Sure. Seth Turner and Tim Ketching.
I'll tell you what, if you liquor on the floor, I'll come. And I will too. I'll double down there, Seth.
You said only if his wife is here.
Okay, bring
she's not here. So,
but
since you won't do the Rodney Carrington song,
I am married.
Because you have to go to your show to see it. And then not only, you don't always do it there either.
Oh, I'll fucking sing it for you.
Okay, I'm going to give you a choice.
Oh, okay.
You can either do the Rodney Carrington song that you wrote about being fired from Hooters.
Okay. If she's involved.
Or you can do one of your own songs, which I really like, which is Hole in the Bottle.
Hole in the bottle.
Or.
That's awesome. Or go fuck yourself. My country fan base loves this shit.
Yes, I'm sure they do. You know, they your country fan base that ages from like 65 and up, right?
They're awesome.
They had to have philosophy bags and a walker.
And oxygen tanks.
Don't worry, that's going to be me in about 5 years from now.
I swear, the only...
Guess what? They're fucking dedicated. I don't give a shit what anybody says.
I have got... They're immobile. They can't run away.
Yeah, so God, they're captive. You have a captive audience because
they're... We're there June 1st and 2nd. They're leaving their houses
now. Sam Town?
June 1st and 2nd.
You know what I have to say about Sam Town?
It's a nursing home. It has a lot of dudes with accents.
But guess what, Sean? They are set.
How are we doing? Do we run out of time?
No.
No, we'll do a plus two on this small fuck.
What does that mean?
Jackson just got here.
Samuel Lisa.
Wow.
In this motherfucker.
No, but it means if we have to do a part two, we'll do it because our fans
That's
want it.
That's not what the problem was.
There are no problems on the Rock and Comedy Show.
I can't wait till the news. I really can't. There's going to be news.
All right.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Not good news.
No, I mean, before we... were you back on yet?
Yeah, we're fine.
Before we, let Tim out of here, we got to get him to do that original. The one you just played 2 seconds ago.
All right.
Yeah, can we get him to do that one?
Yeah,
because I'd love to have that on.
I think Otis Redding did that one first.
No, not the one. No, okay. Otis Redding, yes. But Tim, you wouldn't know it, but the dude's a brilliant songwriter. You'd appreciate this.
Tim is amazing.
He's a great songwriter.
Roxy Gunn is my favorite girl singer, and yeah. Tim Ketching is my favorite boy singer.
And what about 90 Proof?
Wow, man. 90
Proof
blush,
is
I'll
my
tell
favorite.
You that.
Yeah, so needless to say,
my
Tim, don't suck. Now, Tim, is there any place where anybody can just catch your original stuff? Do you put yourself out there? I know you're with Loophole.
I play with Loophole. I'm not really out there right now.
He's on sabbatical.
I am on I'm on fellowship.
Fellowship, because yeah. That means people pay for
it. Sam, just take your shirt off when you play the next song, and we'll call it in.
Don't listen to Doria, but you know. But
I agree. Shirt off means nothing.
Don't listen to her.
Shirt off, trust me.
Anyway,
you don't want to see my girdle under here.
The reason Jay kicks in.
Let's do this song.
Yeah. Okay.
Please.
Just right now.
No. Next week. Tomorrow. Next week will be great.
Yeah. Come back.
You need an answer. You need a fairy tale, a new beginning for someone like me might help. I ain't an angel, I ain't a devil from hell. Sometimes a blue sky, sometimes a storm cloud that rails, sometimes a sweetheart, and sometimes a cruelty's unveiled. If I was perfect, I'd still be subject to fail. So I gotta whisper, whisper, whisper for the masses. I gotta whisper, whisper loud. Whisper, whisper, whisper for the masses. You gotta whisper real loud. Shouldn't have to scream. Shouldn't have to scream. Shouldn't have to scream, so tell me, are you listening?
Shouldn't have to scream. Shouldn't have to scream. Shouldn't have to scream. Tell me, children, are you listening? Shouldn't have to scream. Shouldn't have to scream. Shouldn't have to scream. So tell me, are you listening? Somehow we'll be here. Or do we all follow trail? Flow with the current. Or do we raise up ourselves? How long will we be here? There just ain't no. So you gotta whisper, whisper, whisper for the masses. You gotta whisper real loud. Yeah, you gotta whisper, whisper, whisper for the masses. You gotta whisper, whisper now.
Dude.
Oh, thank you.
I have a question.
No, that's, but why isn't this dude not famous?
You were singing Rock Band with us the other night. This voice didn't even come out of you. Where the fuck did this come from? It's
fucking Rock Band.
Yeah. Dude, you have an awesome, awesome voice.
But it's his, it's his music, man. There's this feeling behind what he wrote there, man. That's,
I live that. Yeah,
he lived that.
Feeling behind Bad Romance by Lady Gaga.
I live that
just
too.
Just remind me to shoot your dog for ruining that song.
Nobody. Get off the fucking dog. That's what dogs do. They
I like
bark.
The dog. Yeah,
no,
he's howling.
No.
Dogs bark. Do you have a dog?
Your dogs don't bark.
Anyway, it's like, an awesome, awesome song.
Thanks, man.
The voice is incredible.
Thank you.
Very awesome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And we'll be back after this.
This is Angie from the Rockin' Comedy Show. You need to see the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist at Paris in Las Vegas.
Hi, this is Anthony Cools, star of the Anthony Cools Experience at Paris, Las Vegas. I just want to let you know I can't help but use my skills in the art of hypnotism for naughty purposes.
Hypnotizing nightly. Must be 18 years or older. Call the box office for more information at 1-877-374-7469.
This is Spaz
and Crazy J of the Rockin' Comedy Show
telling you to go check out the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist in Las Vegas. Check it out.
Hey, this is Spaz
and Crazy Jay,
and we are here at the Rockin' Comedy Show. Jay, you know how I drink coffee every morning?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I found something way better.
What's that?
It's called Zip Fizz. It's fantastic. With coffee, I end up crashing probably about a half hour later. But with this stuff, all you do is add it to a bottle of water, and you are off to the races for 4 to 6 hours. It's great. No artificial stimulants. It tastes good, and it's good for you. No sugar. It's that.
Hey, Jace, where are we off to?
We're off to a place that's perfect for both of us, Mike.
Oh, yeah? Where's that?
Whiskey Dicks.
Oh, hell no.
No, seriously. Whiskey Dicks. They've got great food, awesome drinks, live entertainment.
What about karaoke?
Oh, they've got that, too. Plus, they've got the screen so we can watch the best big games in town.
My God, you're right. This place looks pretty amazing.
Amazing? This place is freaking awesome. You should have your man card revoked, Doria. Come check out Whiskey Dicks. It's one of the hottest hot spots in Las Vegas. Come check it out. It's located on 2750 East Craig Road. We'll see you there.
It's Crazy Jay.
Stupid idea.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid.
Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
Welcome, everybody, to
to my place. You can pull up a chair or just pull up a face. We got all we need, the only thing that we lack is a rich, dumb, young nymphomaniac. I want a rich, dumb, young nymphomaniac who ride me around in her Cadillac. When she's not on her knees, she'll be flat on her back. I want a rich, dumb, young nymphomaniac. Please give her great big boobs with a little bitty ass, a loving machine that never runs out of gas. A body like nobody ever seen before, and she recently inherited a liquor store. I want a rich, dumb, young nymphomaniac who ride me around in her Cadillac. When she's not on her knees, she'll be flat on her back. I want a rich, dumb, young nymphomaniac. She doesn't want to marry and she doesn't want to fight. She doesn't give a damn if I stay out all night. If I bring home another woman, she just gives me a smile. We take off our clothes and we jump in a pile. I want a rich, dumb, young nymphomaniac who ride me around in her Cadillac. When she's not on her knees, she'll be flat on her back. I want a rich, dumb, young nymphomaniac. La, la, la. Chinese food. She doesn't like to shop. She doesn't like to wear clothes. But she always compliments me at the size of my hose. I want a rich, dumb, young nymphomaniac who ride me around in her Cadillac. When she's not on her knees, she'll be flat on her back. I want a rich, dumb, young nymphomaniac. I want a rich, dumb, young nymphomaniac who ride me around in her Cadillac. When she's not on her knees, she'll be flat on her back. I want a rich dumb.
Hold it, wait a minute, hold it, everybody. There's something I forgot to tell you. Please make her 3 feet tall so she stands about to heel with a flat spot on her head where I can rest my beer. I want a rich dumb young nymphomaniac who ride me around in her Cadillac. When she's not on her knees, she'll be flat on her back. I want a rich dumb young nymphomaniac. We're singing la 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 la.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're back with Seth Turner. Yay!
See how we even harmonized that?
Yeah, yeah, we're fantastic. No, it's I haven't seen you in months, man. I miss you on the battlefield.
Yeah. It's been awesome. We haven't gone out since.
We're talking about airsoft, people.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, I mean, because last time we were supposed to go out, you got ill, but Raymond fell.
That's right. Yeah.
We were supposed to go out the next day, and then that was the last time.
That wasn't a month ago.
That was long, more longer than that, man.
2 months ago.
That was 2 months ago, man.
Yeah, 2 months ago.
Okay, I'll go see if I can do something with it. I doubt it. Yeah.
Muzzle?
Good.
Drug? Shotgun?
Shotgun would be good.
Anyways, we're talking about the dog once again. But... You know, you've been gigging still, and once again, how's the, you got Seth Turner? He's probably one of the busiest men I know. He has only guy I know who can, you know, gig at night and handle 5 kids during the day. Yeah, I mean, your wife must be extraordinary.
She has a job.
She gets to
a so she works during the day.
She works during the day.
And you're Mr. Mom in it.
And I am a new mommy, exactly.
I mean, how's the breastfeeding going?
She's talking into the mic.
Into the mic?
Yeah.
Oh, like this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's just like that.
Is
like
this
that.
Better?
That's yes, that's better. Okay. So much better.
We've already been through
this. I don't know what to do with my hands.
This isn't your first time as a guest star.
I know, for God's sakes. But, you know, You've been gigging out at Sam's Town, for God's sake. Stop with the hands. Jesus.
The car ran good, and team did real good, and
you could tell he's been hanging around with just infants all day long.
I need adult contact.
You and me both, bro. I sit there and watch my daughters during the day, and I'm
when you're home.
Well, yeah, when I'm home, and I'm not making a living performing. You know,
well,
it's,
then he throws that in my face.
Well, that thing called work. No, but you know, honestly, spend time with your kids is golden. My kid called me the other day, and she texted me. She's like, "I miss you, Dad," and I was, that sucks. There's nothing like being on the road and your kid missing you, but you know, you don't have that problem.
You know what? I'd like to find that out for myself.
But you know what his problem is? Well, let's talk about your son's recent school project.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, what's your son's? Which one?
Wyatt. The 13-year-old.
The 13-year-old, Wyatt.
The oldest. The douche.
Well, you know, apple doesn't fall far from the tree, you know?
But when you tell the story, you know he's a douche. Go ahead.
Go on. Well,
what's that look for?
Wyatt.
I'm trying to decide how valuable this guitar really is.
You called him out earlier.
So Wyatt, for history project, he has to write about a topic that they've discussed during the school year. Mm-hmm. So in his infinite wisdom and his permanent sarcasm font...
It's nothing but Comic Sans all day long.
He chooses the Ku Klux Klan.
Holy Christ.
That's...
You know, it's a popular topic in history for white Anglo-Saxon Americans.
Which would be fine if it was just a book report.
If we were in the South, or we were in an all-white school, or, you know...
This is not in his normal history class, of course. I mean,
no, this is normal. It's part of history. It's part of American history.
Sure.
Ku Klux Klan.
But get to the point where it just goes beyond.
Yeah. So part of the other part of the project, besides writing the paper,
God,
is he has to build a diorama.
Oh no! Oh God!
Now everybody who's listening at home, you just came up with 15 different versions of the diorama, and it's all been ones that came out of his fucking mouth of what he wanted to do.
Well, that would be controversial.
Say it.
Well, first we had we're going to hang us a Negro.
Wow.
He was going to hang a black dude from a tree with a bunch of dudes.
Wait, did you say a bunch of dudes?
With a bunch of dudes wearing white pointy hats.
I mean,
singing, "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou," looking up at him. Then he said, "Or I was thinking about a burning cross."
Oh, Christ.
And I said, "Or I'm thinking about collecting your body from the fucking morgue because you got 6 stab wounds because you pissed off, I don't know, some black people at your school."
That would be possible.
Would be possible. I said, so, yeah. So, the funny part's over. Now we get to the part where I shove my foot up his ass so we can...
Well, before that part...
As well you should.
The teacher condoned all of this because I would assume you have to get it approved.
Apparently the teacher's a douche, too.
But isn't there...
What? The teacher approved of it?
Wait. Isn't there extra credit?
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I mean, next thing you know, I was thinking he was going to do, you know, present the whole... presentation.
Oh, wait till you hear extra.
Oh, God, no. It gets low. You're kidding me.
Just go ahead and finish the story, Spaz. You're right there.
I mean, you're shitting me. That's what extra credit was?
Extra
teacher
credit
approved.
Was.
Teacher approved?
Extra credit was, yes, absolutely, going in there as the Grand Temple Knight friggin'...
He was going to dress up as the KKK.
Oh, my God.
Are you really that stupid? Because he thinks he's being funny.
He thinks he's being funny. You're right.
He thinks he's being funny. And one day, you know, when he's not 13 and he's engaged a fucking filter, he'll understand that some shit...
Yeah, because his father's adapted a really good one at this point.
Well, hey, you know what? That's the point, though. I do have a filter. Not
oh, Jesus.
In my kit.
Wow.
Well, when do you use it?
If you doesn't come out of my mouth.
Well, thank God you have that filter then.
Like,
see, and I just used it right there.
Yeah, good job. Good job. I saw the filter
looking
at work.
Right at me. Thank
filter
you.
Filter at work.
Filter. Suck it, Jay.
Yeah. How do you parent that? And then how do you parent that?
Honestly, Spaz is getting tips.
How you parent it is you tell him, listen, there are things in the world that are appropriate and there are things that are not appropriate. And what you're talking about doing is you're glorifying and you're saying that it's okay. Yeah. I said, if you want to show the KKK for what they are, when you build your diorama, get a bunch of farm pigs and put white outfits on them, pointy hats on them, so that you can demonstrate to the world and to your teacher what exactly the KKK was. I said, because Wyatt, what you're doing right now is you're saying Al-Qaeda's cool.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Al-Qaeda's as Muslim as the KKK.
Yeah, they're terrorists. Right.
So you basically take the anger out of it and you get back down to, okay, let's learn.
We should hang the idiot teacher.
I'm hoping that he took something from your conversation.
Oh, right, he's going to get an ass whooping by all the black people in the school.
Or his dad.
Or his dad. Or he's going to die.
Yeah.
I think in all honesty, you should call the teacher and be like, at what point did you think this was appropriate? Because I think he or she, whatever it is egging him on. That's stupid.
Yeah, there.
I know you want to teach your kids.
I don't want, dude. If my daughter came home saying, "Yeah, they dead," I'm gonna go show the KKK, and we're gonna string some black people up by ropes, and I'm gonna be like, "Oh, the hell you are!"
Your daughter would talk about the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Oh, the Ho Chi Minh Trail, and how we blew up people on the railways. You know, and great.
Here's the scenario,
you're
dear.
Welcome.
We're not promising the best education in Clark County, but we'll give you an education of some sort.
That's a sad thing. That scares the crap out of me, man. I mean, that scares the crap out of me that his 13-year-old is dealing with that kind of crap.
It scares the crap out of me that there's an adult in front of the classroom condoning this.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with him doing a report on it. I really don't.
Well, it's history.
It's the history, and he gets educated by it.
It's the diorama.
The approach of it. The approach.
It was the approach. It's like, I don't know why for 1 minute you think this is cool. It's not cool.
Maybe the teacher's trying to get fired. I think it's a pretty good route to follow if you are.
I mean, so is he still sticking with the project at this point? Is he?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been made very clear.
Excellent.
That it will not leave my house.
Until it's inspected?
And
kid tested, mother approved.
It'll get shoved right up his ass.
He can't take it to school until it's been filtered.
Excellent.
So he's going to move on to the Diaries of Anne Frank now. With the oven and the Jews.
Christ. Yeah, Dad, how about that one?
Well, see, 41-40, that's a whole different story.
Right, but it's equally as controversial, yet historical.
It might never happen. Holocaust never happened. Shut up.
And that Osama bin Laden's not dead, which he probably isn't, actually.
Wait.
He should have been dead.
We buried his body
9.5 years ago.
At sea.
Right. Well,
all right, Seth.
That's the funny part. Come back,
right when you pick up the guitar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're still waiting.
We gotta
for
that. Do that song.
That song.
That song. You know what song I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm not doing that song.
Oh, come on.
I'm debuting a new song.
Do both.
Don't sing Rodney Carrington songs at Hooters.
At Hooters.
Don't say words like dick, prick, shit, clit, and cooter.
Oh, why not?
Songs like Dear Peeps, I popped it in her pooper.
Ah.
Don't sing Rodney Carrington song. Tell you now, boys, you won't make it too long. Don't sing Rodney Carrington song. Zoo Hooters.
Who's Rodney Carrington?
Who's Rodney Carrington?
I wonder where your kids get these ideas from.
Now, since we didn't set that up, what was the reason behind that song?
Well,
who's Rodney Carrington?
Well, Jay. playing Hooters, this has been a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Oh, into the microphone.
There you go.
So.
Jesus.
Car ran good. My team was good in the pit.
Would you just tell the fucking
God,
story?
Tell the damn story.
I hate you more and more every minute.
Freaking retarded.
So anyway, playing Hooters 4 or 5 years ago, and I don't care anymore, so fuck this prick. The guy who ran the joint was just world-class
douche.
No, he
was a dickhead.
He
all right.
was beyond douche.
All right, dickhead is beyond douche.
The douche has a purpose.
He was a douche nozzle.
Ooh.
So, I mean...
He was the result of after the... before the...
Oh, my God.
Never mind.
We get it.
Anyway,
okay, let's just screw on. Filter. Thank you.
Filter it and move on.
Filter. So, and it's kind of, you know, it's a funny story because I said to the guy, I'm like, okay, so listen, what's cool, what's not cool? And he, you know, so I got fired and I had it coming because they told me from the get-go, don't do stuff like this. And I said, okay.
Well, like this, you mean what?
Like vulgarity, no cursing, no...
It's Hooters, you have to keep it PG.
Men's genitalia or mammary glands.
Mammaries.
So...
You couldn't say boobs?
So when you... You say you did it.
At the end of our fourth night, we've been there four nights, the end of the fourth night, the crowd's rowdy, they're yelling at the stage as my crowds do, you know, and the guy goes, do the rodeo song! And I'm like, yeah, dude, can't do the rodeo song.
Right.
And they said, why can't you do the rodeo song? And I said, they don't allow it. They don't want the language. The fucking sound man over here, he's like, dude, don't worry about it. Go ahead.
Right.
The last few songs, I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, fucking don't worry about it. Okay. So sang the rodeo song, then somebody, Rodney Carrington!
Now, since Rebecca doesn't know who Rodney Carrington is, why don't you play the song that got you fired?
Yes, please. Do you want to sing along?
No.
No, because you don't know the words.
However, he did it on the end of the fourth night, which is smart.
I'm gonna play the guitar.
Shut up.
Shut up. Just play the damn song.
This is awesome.
By the way, you're going to be fired right after you do it from here, too.
I'd like to point out that this is Seth Turner's last appearance. There are no more guest stars after this.
I'm getting my money's worth. I'll tell you that right now.
Listen, everybody, give it up for my pickle.
I swear to God, it's like a fourth grader sitting with us tonight.
So, the Rodney Carrington song.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
Thank God Almighty for titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
On two legs of deer. Thank God I ain't queer.
What?
There's one thing Daddy likes, and that's titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
That's a hell of a hook.
Titties and beer.
That's a hell of a hook.
Great big titties and beer.
I got titties.
God damn it, I love those motherfucking titties.
Wait, that's the song that got you fired?
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
I can't believe it.
But, there's another part to the story.
Right.
I want to hear the next song.
I made a Hooters friendly version.
Okay. Like Hooters and beer?
Boobies and beer?
No. Mammaries of barley-based beverages. Mammaries of barley-based beverages.
Rolls right out the tongue.
I think whatever deity isn't offensive to you, mammaries of barley-based beverages. All upright bipedal females. I thank God I'm not homosexual, but that's okay.
What? Matter
me. There's one thing, Daddy, and I mean Daddy, like, you know, friendly kind of way, Daddy, but not the bad way, Daddy. It's mammaries of barley-based beverages.
Yay!
Yes!
You were robbed.
God. That version is so much better.
And it flows well and rhymes.
It rolls right off the tongue.
I just don't understand how you get fired for saying titties at Hooters.
Well,
should you have changed it to Hooters and beer?
No.
Yeah, and like that song's not worse than Titties and Beer.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, let him sing.
Come on, you fucking dumb, get your rat set right. Get off the stage, you goddamn fool, you know.
Oh.
Fucking jerk.
That's a real song.
Yes. It's a real song.
And you got fired.
Bert McDonald does it.
Then why are you stopping? I liked it.
Yeah, it's a
keep playing.
You'll find it on YouTube.
So, what particular song were they mad about?
So, I mean, so the douchebag sound guy is the one that actually approved.
The douchebag sound buys the guy.
Right?
He was the guy that said, it's all good.
And he said, did he deny everything?
Well, the end of the story is that he didn't have the fucking...
authority?
He didn't have the authority, absolutely. But he didn't have the decency to shut off the feed to the fucking casino.
So the casino got him out. They're like, what the fuck is playing? And while Grandma's sitting there
at 2 o'clock in the morning going, what?
Doing the slots. What the hell is this?
What in the fuck is that garbage coming out of the
studio? Well, you have to know Hooters. It's about the size of this studio, so there's that sound will travel.
No. The casino.
It's a casino.
Yeah,
Hooters.
But still, Hooters casino is not that big.
It's big enough. It's big enough.
Enough to, for somebody to bitch.
Got fired, and so to protect my bandmates, I didn't have to, but I chose to write a letter to the corporate office.
Apologizing for the memories. And thanks for the memories.
And apologizing for them being uptight douches.
Right.
Who have no fucking sense of humor whatsoever.
That's a good letter.
And yeah.
I don't think anybody will take offense to that.
That's not the one I sent.
Well, who did that one get? So you wrote it for nothing?
Just so I could write it and get it.
All right. Yeah.
So which one did you?
But yeah, I wrote a letter of apology to the manager of the club and to the hotel.
Your boy would be proud.
And, you got to have a little bit of integrity. And I owned up to it. I said, hey, you know, you're right. I knew. And I didn't say the douchebag sound man gave me the go-ahead.
Why not?
He just said the sound man.
No, I didn't say it. I didn't. I took responsibility for it.
You owned up.
We were given permission. I knew. Don't play this. Okay. He said, go ahead. I should have said, no.
I find it hard to believe that they would allow the feed to go out into the casino. Like, why would you do that?
It was one of those things that slipped the mind.
But, I mean, it's like a whole other system. How do you just, like,
no,
okay.
No. But they have the section in right outside the bar that just plays the bar music. There is a whole BGM for the whole casino.
Right.
But right in front of Hooters, they have their own sound system. They entice people to come on in.
So, Seth, you've ruined it for every other band.
Believe it or not, there's still more to the story.
Oh, Jesus.
Every contract that I get from that particular booking agent now says no Rodney Carrington songs in big bold letters with like 5 exclamation points after it, all caps. He's shouting.
Right, right.
All caps and
all
exclamation.
Caps, bold, 5 exclamation points. Copy and paste. I think he just has Seth's contract and then everybody else's
contract. No Rodney Carrington songs.
No Rodney Carrington songs. Keep it clean.
Hey, you left an impression.
That you did.
I am memorable.
But can you do a song in Hooters that may...
Memorable.
You're memorable.
Can you do a song that has a cuss word at Hooters, or they just don't want... They want it all clean.
They want it all clean.
And they don't even do music there anymore.
Well, because you ruined it.
Yeah, I ruined it for everybody.
Yes.
Great job, Seth.
Everybody took a stand for me. Hey, Tim can tell you right now, everybody took a stand, and they started singing cuss words in their songs.
The
they all
day,
got fired.
At the end of the
and
day,
now
you know,
nobody goes back there because they're all uptight.
I say, fuck that person and keep their ass.
It's Hooters.
Bartenders in there.
I know. No pun intended. God forbid you talk about titties at Hooters. I don't even like titties, but I don't mind at Hooters.
So we can wrap this up and get on home. You have a song that you're going to do for us nobody's heard.
Oh, shit. I thought I was...
Your guitar's in the other direction.
Yeah.
He's like, oh. Yeah, it's over here.
I know where the pick is, bitch, and I know where the guitar is.
And it's a rainbow pick. Just saying.
Shit out of your ass.
I also shit.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
I also shit cotton candy
Jesus
and glitter.
Christmas.
I'm a
cards and glitter.
I'm awesome at parties. Set up.
Can we just get the song going?
We can raise it for you.
Stop. Stop.
No, that's my new deal. Yeah,
I get
new
it.
Thing.
It's funny for us.
The red pants.
Cool. Right, play up.
All right, Seth, here we go.
One, two, one, two, three.
What? What?
I'm going to knock the fucking squeegee out of your hand when you're working. Shut the fuck up.
But you knock the dicks out of my mouth when I'm working.
Oh.
Before we start, where do you work when you don't work?
He takes care of the children, man. He's
We don't know what your real job is.
He doesn't have a real job.
I'm a housewife.
Teaching them to write reports about the KKK.
Nah, man, he's a good dad. I'll give that boy a prize. He's a good dad.
Are you mommy, Dr. Mommy?
Yeah. I am new mommy.
Yeah, he's a good dad, man. Trust me, and he has the little kids are hard to raise.
I've always wondered what you do when you aren't doing music. What do you do?
He just told you. Rebecca, I don't know how far behind you are on the show, but
I mean, and I try so desperately to regain my manhood by having a job.
No.
Right, let's just go.
Can I sing my song?
Please
now?
Do before they start asking more questions.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want us to know the truth.
Car was good.
It's a conspiracy here.
Snicker at the way I'm dressed, creases in my jeans. You like to mock the way I talk, like it comes from a movie screen. You don't think much of the cowboy, think his time has come to pass. I bet you think it just might change with my boots stuck in your ass. And I'd like to slap the stupid out the side of your little head. Love to knock the hell out of you, but I guess I'll have a fear instead. My name ain't Tex, I don't park a horse or howl like an alley cat. And I'll give you a newfound respect and fear of a black hat. Then he can get this real dirty guitar solo. But we don't have any talent for that, so. You don't have to like me none.
Enjoy the disclaimer though.
Give a damn. And if you'd rather break some bread, you know I think it's a better plan. Yeah, I'm rough around the edges, I tend to overspeak my mind.
What?
You'll be getting more than words from me. You try to show me up one more time. Cause I'd like to slap the stupid out the side of your little head. Love to knock the hell out of you, but I guess I'll have a beer instead. My name ain't Tex, I don't park a horse or howl like an alley cat. And I'll give you a newfound respect and fear of a black cat. Respect and fear of the black
hand.
I love it when you get angry,
yeah,
Seth.
You're gonna smack the stupid right out of Doria's head.
Oh, you'd have to have like 8 whacks for that to happen.
That was
perfect timing.
Song 1,000 times. Okay, my turn.
It's because we're in tune, Seth. We see eye to eye. We're like one. We're like twins.
We're like soulmates, only without the gay part.
No, no, it's there. You just don't know it yet.
Oh, Christ.
We're going to wrap up this rockin' comedy show for this week.
Yay.
Honestly,
we're running out of time on the clock here, so next time.
This show's almost four hours long.
Yeah.
I can't get behind that one thing.
No, we'll do it next time. We'll do it next time.
Gosh darn it.
But Meg, thank you guys so much for coming on. And we have Tim Ketching in here.
Yeah, give it up for Tim.
Thank you.
Awesome having you here.
Give it up for 90 proof.
90 proof with Mike Doria.
Hello.
Yeah, and Mike Doria's playing
The retard with the hat over there.
June 4th, Black Norm. Give it up for Rogan and Company.
Rogan and Company.
And, of course, give it up for Roxy Gunn.
Roxy Gum.
It has been a full musical show.
And the High Desert Drifters playing it.
June 1st, 2nd, we are at Sam's Town. June 24th, we are at Whiskey Dick's.
And if you need any and if you need any good parenting tips, you can call Seth Turner personally. His number is, never mind, I'll tell you.
And Tim, are you playing
It'll be posted
night?
On the internet.
Okay, and more importantly, my...
No, wait, we're not there yet. More importantly, let's give it... Shut up. I will turn your mic off, and then you'll feel the wrath of Doria.
Now you'll know what it's like.
I want to give a big shout-out to, of course, TC's Rib Crib today for supplying
fantastic
all of the food.
Fantastic
awesome.
Food, boys.
Jay, don't forget Larry and Maggie. They're awesome.
Of course, and of course, my dad and Maggie for the peanut butter M&Ms. Yeah.
And let me tell you right now, it has been an honor coming to visit you guys because I'm not going to be here next week either.
You won't leave any smarter, but you'll leave happier.
You know, but it's been great being here with everybody.
Let's give it up for Zip Fizz.
Yeah, Zip Fizz is great.
Zip Fizz is the only thing.
Jaeger, for God's sakes, Jaeger. Oh, God, Jaeger.
You drank a lot of Zip Fizz.
Okay, I pounded the Zip Fizz.
Right now,
OMG.
Social media, we are rocking comedy. On Twitter, we are rocking comedy on Facebook, and I am at...
We are shit-faced at Rebecca.
You can just go to the new website, rockincomedyshow.com, and all of that information's listed there.
Fantastic, Jay.
Guess who doesn't Twitter? Our good friends,
that's right.
Car was good.
The car's good.
All right, on that note, I'm out.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, in a 15-round knockout, the winner and still champion of the world, Crazy Jay! This has been the Rockin' Comedy Show, brought to you this week by the number G and the letter 4. As you leave tonight, don't forget to buckle up and drive safe. Join Jay and Paul again next week when they'll welcome more special guests, more music, more comedy, and more I Can't Get Behind That. Thank you very much, and have a good night.